So I want to bring in Danielle DiMartino Booth, who's the founder of Money Strong, which is an economic consulting firm, as well as Yelena Shulyetyeva, a senior U.S. economist here at Bloomberg Intelligence, to really weigh in on what we learned today. Federal Reserve Chair Janet Yellen testified in front of Senate. The markets have moved quite a bit in response. Danielle, I want to start with you, and I know that you just wrote this book, An Insider's Take on Why the Federal Reserve is Bad for America. Was this a humbled Janet Yellen that you saw today?
Oh, I wouldn't characterize her testimony as being humble by any stretch. No, not if you've studied her as long as I have.
So what was your takeaway?
I think she's serious. I think that there are people at the New York Fed that have been engaged. She actually mentioned mortgage-backed securities by name. Janet Yellen does not like the financial markets, which means that if she's actually mentioning the name of a security, that somebody at the New York Fed has been engaged to explain to her exactly what the mechanics of unwinding the balance sheet start to look like. And that is serious talk for her.
She said that in the context of speaking about the kinds of runoff scenarios
right.
would take place. In
right.
other words, would the assets, the loans, the IOUs that the Fed has on its books, would they just let them run off, or would they, you know? And then she was asked, I believe, the follow-up having to do with the GSEs, with Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. I wonder if just before... Please just tell people a little bit of your background, because
of course.
You have a way of really understanding this that not a lot of other people bring to the party. And by the way, yes, congratulations on the new book. It is entitled Fed Up, An Insider's Take on Why the Federal Reserve is Bad for America. And
released today.
Today, exactly.
Yes,
I was going to say Happy Valentine's Day.
Thank
Go ahead.
You, and to you. So a little bit of background. Richard Fisher, when he was at the Dallas Fed, he's considered by many to be fairly hawkish, wanted to have his own in-house markets desk, his own in-house markets intelligence, if you will. And that was the role that I played at the Fed for about 9 years. So I would advise him on monetary policy, but not through the prism of a PhD in economics, which are obviously the preponderance of individuals inside the Fed, but from the perspective of somebody who understood I came from Wall Street and appreciates the financial markets.
Well, so Yelena, I want to get to you. So Danielle was talking about how Fed Chair Yellen seemed very serious, and the issue that she raised about the balance sheet was a mm-hmm. significant one. What was your takeaway from the balance sheet discussion specifically?
Well, to us, she obviously sounded serious. I agree with that. But she's serious that they want to get rid. They want to shrink the balance sheet over time in a very orderly manner. But that doesn't necessarily mean they want to start right now. And she didn't give us any clues whatsoever in terms of the timing of that. So the Fed wants to make sure the economy is really strong and can endure some additional tightening that could come from a shrinking balance sheet. So while she reiterated the longstanding policy about shrinking the balance sheet in the long term, she didn't give us any clues about the timing.
Danielle, what was the most surprising thing that you heard today?
Well, I'll go back to what I said a few minutes ago, and that's that, and this is to your point, Yelena, on timing. If she's actually studying the mechanics of shrinking the balance sheet, that means that it is, I think, more imminent than what the market is currently pricing in. And she also squarely put March on the table. She's trying to push the Fed funds futures up past that 50% rate so that March can be live.
Thank you so much, Danielle DiMartino Booth, founder of Money Strong and author of a new book, Fed Up. Sounds like a very good book. Also, Yelena Shulyetyeva, senior U.S. economist here for Bloomberg Intelligence.